Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to Talking Yanks pregame show, wild card game against the Red Sox. Let's fucking do it! Yeah! Alright! Hello! And welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Whew, we got lineups. We got what to watch for. We got big asks. We got some baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Plouffe on the lights.
Trevor Plouffe on the strobe light. Zach on the main, the lead vocals, they say. All right, let's fucking do it. My stomach has sunk 20 times. I'm juiced up. I'm excited. Jake?
I'm having a seizure, but I'm trying to play it cool right now for the people. So thank you, everyone in the chat. Zach, Jim, let's go Yanks, babe. It's the day. It's here. Lineups are out. Tell them what we're going to talk about.
Man, if you never tuned into a regular season pregame show, here's what's going to happen. We're going to talk about the lineups. We're going to give a what to watch for. Jake gets one, I get one. Then we're going to discuss the pitching path to victory. We'll do the homer draft. We'll do the over-under. We'll do premonitions. And we're going to do a boatload of asks. And we might put the asks earlier in the show. I don't know. But that's what we're doing. Let's start with the lineup, young Jake. Because we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about what we thought they were going to do, what we wanted, and what you wanted, and what I wanted, and they gave us a perfect blend of what you and I both wanted.
A little coffee, a little Colombian with a little other coffee.
They have Anthony Rizzo leading off for the second time in his Yankee career. I think it's the sixth time this season. Aaron Judge batting second, Aaron Judge. Stanton batting third, Gallo fourth, Glaber second, Brett Gardner playing center field, Gio Urshela playing third base, Higgy catching, and Squid at shortstop. They said Gio's a little stiff, a little limited. I think the defense is better that way, even if he was not stiff. So I'm for it. Initial thoughts, you like Rizzo lead off, right?
I like Rizzo leadoff. If I'm the Boston Red Sox, I don't like going through Rizzo, Judge, and Stanton in an inning, especially the first inning. And, hey, there's two ways this game goes, right? It's either low scoring and tight. And, hey, the ninth inning, fourth at bats, it could be Rizzo, Judge, Stanton getting the last licks, and that's who I want. If this is a crazy game and we start getting close to five at bats, I want Rizzo, Judge, Stanton getting those fifth at bats. So, yeah, man, I like it. I think, I was asking for Velasquez during the regular season. I was worried about him in the one game. That being said, if Gio's limited, you can't do it, and this is the best play. I think the only thing we would maybe shuffle is Glaber cleanup, Gallo down a spot, and then that would also probably move Gardy down a spot and Urshela up a spot just to keep the lefty-righty balance. I'm honestly not going to complain about that because guess what? I'm not going to get into my ass. Joey Gallo should be that cleanup hitter. We've just seen Joey can be streaky. He has good nights. He has bad nights. Joey Gallo should be the cleanup hitter tonight. He's going to have to earn it, man.
But you said you're not going to get into your asks. I know we're doing them later, but my what to watch for after seeing this lineup is very similar to my ask. Joey Gallo needs to have a competent first at-bat.
Okay.
He needs to see pitches. Okay. He needs to foul some hard balls off, get a hit, work a walk, get to a full count. He needs to not go down easy, because if he goes down easy first, Stan's not seeing any pitches, Stan's second at-bat. And they're just going to pitch around him to get to Gallo again. If Gallo announces himself as a threat in his first at-bat, that means that Stanton might be getting some more pitches his second, his third at-bats. Because that's not a lot of protection right now. It was the one thing I wanted, more protection for Stanton. So, you know, I make the official ask during the ask segment. But my what to watch for is Gallo's first at-bat, because I think that changes the way Stanton gets attacked later in the game.
So, Jim, in a similar respect, my what to watch for coming in this game, and we have so many what to watch fors, it's the man ahead of him for the opposite reasons. Stanton is the guy who left the fresh imprint in Boston fans' memories. Rizzo or Judge, you'd love for one of them to get on, for Stanton to be up there. Even if not, like if Stanton comes up and he gets a hit, or... I mean, if they full out pitch around him, I almost, like, I'll tip my hat to Boston, and then it goes to your what to watch for. But if Stanton's first at bat, if he puts one off the monster, over the monster, in the gap, even if he just barrels it, Boston fans and their whole team is on edge for the rest of the game. Because even if he comes up in the seventh inning and there's two guys on, that's the bad man today. So I think Stanton can send their whole pitching staff and their whole team into a fear factor mode today with his first at-bat. He can't have one of those. Stanton has had bad at-bats. That slider away, and he gives that weird swing. That cannot happen his first at-bat. He needs to be the number one fear factor through his four at-bats this game.
I like that. Similar vibes. Because I think, similar.
Link.
They link together.
Link.
The Red Sox have made the same move that the Yankees did. Who are the three Red Sox batters I, as a Yankees fan, don't want to see the most against Cole? It's Schwarber, it's Kike, and it's Devers. And they slid Schwarber up, and they slid Bogarts down, and they have Schwarber, Kike, Devers, 1-2-3. So both teams made similar moves here in a one-game elimination game. Get your best, most feared hitters, the most at-bats. Fuck everything else. And that's what the Sox have done. Fortunately, they still get the lefty-righty, lefty-righty, lefty-righty. The Yankees lose that by grouping Judge and Stanton, which they have all year anyway. But
this is a great lineup by Cora. I mean, Schwarber, you've changed the narrative a little bit. If Schwarber gets on base, that Kike at-bat literally just got doubly as scary. And that's a Cora move. That's how Cora likes to use the chip. He likes to double the ante. And seeing Devers in the first inning is necessary. I love Bogarts. Probably underrated, and even was underrated by Yankee fans for a while. I do have fear of him now, but nothing near Devers, man. Devers had to be above him. He had to be in that top three. And yeah, man, there's just some absolute beauty playoff stuff in this. I forgot to say it before when we were doing our Talking Baseball live show, which if you weren't watching that and you need to distract yourself between now and the game, we were live for about an hour and a half just doing brackets, talking playoff ball. Go check that out. Man, oh, man, I will say the one thing, and this ties to JD Martinez not being in this game. That bottom of the Red Sox lineup, they cannot be a problem today. That's almost my Red Sox what to watch for. Dude, Schwarber, Kike, Devers, Bogarts, Verdugo, Renfro, they're nasty. I don't know if Cole can get through those six clean twice. I think you can once, and hopefully you can limit it to one the next time. Plawecki, Dahlbeck, and Arroyo, that has to be where Cole throws kind of his best stuff. That's where Cole has to be his most dominant today. If that part of the Red Sox lineup is giving you trouble, you're getting a quick hook today, Cole.
And that's where it scares me, because the bottom of the lineup does get him.
I hope that's a regular season game thing. It's October. This is one game. This is one game. And, man, oh, so Brian Hoke tweeted out, these were back-to-back tweets on my timeline before. The winning Powerball numbers or whatever lottery it was in Boston last night was 1978, which is Bucky Dent year. Bucky Dent's going to be at the game. We've got all the stuff. We've got a turtle in the crib tonight. Like, we are building up to a memory. Boy, I hope it's a good one, huh?
Yep. Yep. I did a whole breakdown on Culver's Kike, so that was a what to watch for. Can we do the big what to watch for Eovaldi?
Sure.
First inning swings.
Yeah.
They had a tip last game against him. They didn't swing and miss at a single off-speed or breaking pitch.
Yeah.
They attacked fastballs. Every single hitter had a hard hit off of Eovaldi, I believe, and they put up 7 runs.
Yeah.
Either the Red Sox figured out what he was doing and took care of it, and if that's the case, we'll probably see some bad swings early from the first 3 batters. Mm. And they are going to have to go to the dugout and say, hey, it's not there anymore. But they're going to try their hand at it until they figure out it's not mm-hmm. there. Because if it's there, you're going to see a lot of hard hits and a lot of off-speed and breaking pitches get waved at or get spit on.
Mm.
And I think the second inning we'll find out which game we're playing. First inning, those 3 guys.
Yeah, and hey, Eovaldi's scary as hell today. The guy's done it in the postseason. The guy's done it against the Yankees. That's going to be interesting and tell the story of this game. I'm going in assuming no way. Boston's got a lot of players, a lot of scouts, a lot of guys that definitely have put all efforts towards figuring that out since the last Yankee start. So I'm going in with that not being an option. If it is, boy, would that be cool. That being said, man, there's such Schwarber and Rizzo at the top of the lineup for both of these teams. These guys were the big lefties on the Chicago Cubs team that goes down in Chicago history of ending the streak. These guys are like the heartbeat of Chicago. Here they are in Yankees, Red Sox, one game at Fenway, leading off. And by the way, they were both traded for at the deadline. So they're like instant wins for the GMs. They're instant wins for the teams. This is chaos. This is chaos.
You want to go to Pitching Path to Victory?
I do.
We've done this a little bit on previous episodes. We'll do it again tonight. Brought to you by Dugout Mugs. They're sponsoring this pregame show. They're sponsoring our playoff stream on this channel. Trevor Plouffe will be with us. We will be watching the whole game. Watch with us. Die with us. Cry with us. Happy or sad tears. Or come to drink our tears and be happy when we're sad. Whatever. Just hang out with us. We'll have the chat on the big screen. We'll be talking to you guys, hanging out. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on, and hearts will be on the line. If you've been following us for a while, you know that Dugout Mugs has been with us since the start, I think way back winter meetings 2018. They're back and riding with us throughout the entire playoffs. They're giving away free products all playoffs long. All you have to do is film yourself drinking from a Dugout Mugs product, post it, and tag them on social media. You're entered to win. If you don't have anything from Dugout Mugs, they're giving you 2 discounts to buy something now so you can enter the giveaway later. Dugout Mugs is giving you 30% off all their best products, including their new metal Dugout Mugs with code TALKING. Those are awesome. Do we have them in? They're like aluminum bats. Have you seen that? I think we have one in the office. It's like fucking so cool. 30% off with code TALKING. They're also letting you get a knob shot glass for free. DugoutMugs.com/TALKING. So if you already own some stuff, take some pictures of you drinking at it, cheersing, and tag them, and you can win some more stuff. We'll be drinking out of them all stream. We'll be doing a lot of Dugout Mugs giveaways. They have been with us from the start, and we love them for that. And they're badass products. The aluminum one is really cool. Pitching path to victory, Jake. Let's do this 2 different ways. I kind of broke it down on Twitter for other teams. If Cole goes 6.
Okay.
It is, in my head, Chad, Loaisiga, Chapman. Or Holmes, or Savvy Loaisiga Chapman.
For me, if he goes 6, in my head, it is Savvy Loaisiga Chapman.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird that Chad would get bumped, but it's also understandable. It also, one thing we ran into is with those lefties with Schwarber, Kike, Devers, or Devers, Xander, Verdugo. Don't be shocked if at some point, if Cole's out early or this game goes late, Wandy comes in for that lane.
Right.
Because he's their best lefty, and he's shut Devers down.
His numbers are good against them.
And he's not bad against righties the way Joely is. He can do that. So Wandy might be part of some weird script, not the main script.
Did we, and I don't want to send you on this, but you are better at looking it up. That's a classic husband move right there.
I like the way you make the sandwiches, though, Mom.
Kike's numbers against Wandy, because yesterday we had Bogarts between Schwarber and Devers. So I wonder if that was another chess move by Cora, because Wandy had Bogarts number two. He had all three of them in a row that it was like, oh. So I wonder if that was a potential.
Yep. It looks like he is 3 for 9, Kike versus Wandy. 3 for 9 with a double. One strikeout. A lot of those, no at-bats this season.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Former NL West guys.
Former NL West guys.
So that doesn't fully tie in. But
one at-bat in 2020, fielder's choice. 3 at-bats in 2019, ground out, single, ground out. So.
Okay.
You go back to 2017. So there's history, but it's not a lot, and it's pretty dated.
So, if Cole goes 5, Clay or Chad?
Depends on the lane. And if it's Chad, I think they try to make it Cole goes 4.2 and Chad gets, like, the last out. If the last out's, like, Ploiecki, and then Chad comes in for Dahlback, Arroyo, and then maybe you switch to someone else for Schwarber, Hernandez, Devers.
Yeah, the lane gets pretty interesting there. I mean, part of me likes Clay coming in with Chad up. Like, Clay's been so good, and his right now his fastball has Chad's fastball beat. Clay's been so nasty but this is a big moment. That also, dude, if it's the heart of the lineup, I'd rather just go, like, if it's Schwarber, Kike, Devers, Bogarts.
Depends on the scenario. If there's runners on, I wouldn't put Holmes in. He's led to some cross-ups, some wild pitches, because he throws a devil sinker at a 90-plus miles per hour. If it's a clean inning, I'd give Holmes a clean inning with no one on.
Yeah.
If you need a strikeout and there's bases empty, you can go Chad. Yeah. I don't know.
It's a weird mental dance in my head right now where it's almost, if it's the bottom of the lineup, I want to go Chad. If it's the meat of their lineup, I almost want to go Clay. And just be like, I think I trust Chad more in the situation, but his stuff, he's had on and off nights. Clay, it felt like the stuff has always been there. So if I'm going against their dudes, let's throw Clay Holmes into the fire and hopefully it carries over, because he's been gross.
If Cole gets pulled in 3, after 3, it becomes Seve for 2. That would get you 5. And then Chad, Holmes, Laza, Chapman.
Yeah.
Wandy might be part of the plan somewhere there. But that's it.
Yeah.
Red Sox side, I think you're expecting Tanner Houck to come out. I think Whitlock come out. Robles would be their last pitcher.
Yeah, I think Boston's formula. Whoa, there. I was about to get Fangraphs. Okay, that auto-corrected. Fangraphs had a weird population for a second. I think Boston has a plan they really like for 1, 2, 3, I could say 4 even. I think Boston has a bullpen they really like for 5 innings. Houck, Whitlock, Pivetta, Robles, and you can get 2 innings out of either Houck, Pivetta, potentially Whitlock, although he's right off the IL. So I think Boston has a bullpen plan they really like for 5 innings. So, turning that back to Nasty Nate, If they do have something on him, if you can get him out, I think you put them in an uncomfortable spot with either a Matt Barnes or making E-Rod try to come in, or Garrett Richards, who had been good, but he's kind of been worked and getting beat up lately. So, hey, I know that's obviously a monster ask in a game of this magnitude, but if they can get a couple early runs and get Eovaldi into trouble again before the fifth, I think that that edits their bullpen plan.
Yeah.
Where the Yankees, they can make moves. They have the puzzle pieces. We haven't mentioned King, and that's like if Cole goes less than two, which that's impossible.
Impossible. Homer draft? It's the Homer draft?
When do we want to do our asks?
Want to do the asks now? Lineup asks?
Let's do lineup asks.
I have a premonition that came to me like 3 segments ago, and I typed it down. And I just, can I do it now?
Yeah.
Someone's going to hit a leadoff home run. I don't know which side.
Okay.
One of Rizzo or Schwarber is going
deep. Someone's going yards.
And it's
going
to be a dagger.
I'm rooting Rizzo.
It's a solo shot. It won't really come into play. Someone's going to win by more than one run. But I just got a nasty feeling.
Okay.
One of those guys is just going to open this game up with a fucking blow.
Okay. All right. I have my Rizzo ask.
I have a Rizzo ask as well. Okay. Do we want to get on the same page here?
No, I think it's fine that we both have asks.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, we're a team on the asks. We've been a team on the asks. No ask is better than another.
The one thing I want out of Rizzo, okay, like really, really,
yeah,
is in the first 4 innings, a throw-saving pick.
Okay. Okay, that's a good ask.
Give Squid some confidence.
That's a good ask.
Gio back at third, Glaber, all those people can use like an early confidence boost of Rizzo's got me.
Okay.
If there's a bounce throw and the pick isn't made early in the game, I think that might haunt some fielders.
I like that. That was a potential area of ask for me. Rizzo needs to get on in his first 3 at-bats.
Okay.
So, if he comes up for his 4th at-bat and it's the 9th inning or whatever it is, like, there's a fear factor. Like, whether it was a walk, single, whatever it was, Rizzo needs to be on in one of his first 3 at-bats. Like, it's not an option to not.
Okay.
Okay.
Judge?
Oh, this is a tough one, huh?
I have Judge and Stan combined.
Okay. Yeah.
I need them to produce 2 runs, whether it's RBIs or runs scored, minimum 2. So Judge can hit in Rizzo, and that counts as 1 because he had the RBI, and then Stan can hit a solo home run. That would count as 3. But right, minimum 2 runs need to come from them scoring or them driving in combined, 2. Minimum.
No, I'll just shake you on it. I think that's fair.
Okay.
There's obvious. We ask so much from those guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I thought about a little twist.
What's the little twist?
How about they each have to account for a run? So like
minimum.
Yes.
Okay.
So like if Stanton hits a 2-run homer. With Rizzo on base,
Judge hasn't done.
Judge still has to get his run.
Okay.
So that's my little twist.
All right, I like it.
Okay. Okay.
I'll
go first on Gallo because this was the first one that came into my head yesterday when we talked about this. I need Joey Gallo today to be an athlete. You know that word speaks to us in a couple different ways. I need him defensively to be an athlete. If he gets on once, you know, I don't know if it's a ball in the gap or scoring on second on a hard single. I need Joey Gallo's athleticism to be a factor in this game. I know who he is as a baseball player. It's tough, you know. High risk, high reward. What Joey Gallo can be every day is an athlete. So if his stat line today is 0-for-3 with a walk, That walk, he better have taken the extra base or scored or made a nice play in the outfield. I need Joey Gallo to be an athlete today.
Okay. Obviously, I mean, no drop balls, but more so I'd like a competitive first at bat. It was my what to watch for. I think it sets the tone for him and Stanton's future at bats.
Yeah.
A competitive first at bat.
Yeah, I like that.
So either the result is good or he went deep into the count and was seemingly a threat. Not a four-pitch strikeout, three-pitch strikeout, first-pitch ground out, first-pitch fly out.
Be an athlete.
Competitive at bat.
Compete.
All right, who's next?
I think it's Gleyber. This one's kind of easy for me. I need a hit from Gleyber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a hit. Just get
that's the ask. You're out there to be a hitter.
Mm-hmm.
You need to hit. At least a hit. I could go first two at-bats. That feels a little greedy. I need a hit. If that third at-bat means a lot more, I will take it there. I'll let you handle the next guy. Unless you have another Gleyber ask.
No, I'm good with that one. Brett Gardner.
What's the number land at? It's been discussed a lot in Talking Yanks land.
15 pitches in his first three at-bats. Mm. If he gets a hit or four-pitch walk, it counts as five pitches in that at-bat.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
So if he gets a second pitch, a 1-0 pitch, he gets a hit. That counts as five pitches.
Counts as five pitches.
Okay.
And then if he goes 0 for 3, he needs to have seen 15 pitches.
Okay.
That's low. But he needs to see a lot of pitches. His first two at-bats, I'd like it to be like 12.
Batlin.
Needs to battle.
Batlin.
It's literally his job to drive up pitch count.
Yeah.
He saw the most pitches per plate appearance in MLB this season. It's one of his skill sets.
Yeah.
We need it on display early.
I like that. Okay.
People are asking for a Gallo walk. I kind of don't want that at all.
If he does, I need him to be an athlete after. I need him to score on a double.
Take the extra base. Like if we get a Gallo walk and he goes station to station, it's not.
Be an athlete.
Obviously, reaching is good, but like you need more from that. That would have been like an appropriate ask from Chase Headley.
And maybe this is perfect. Like Gleyber, I'm asking for the hit. If Gallo walks and Gleyber puts a ball in the gap, Joey Gallo has to score.
Yeah.
That kid can run.
Guys, you got to treat Gallo like he's better than just wanting a walk. That's an ask from Chase Headley. That's what we would ask. Yeah. We would ask Chase Headley, just reach once, please. That's not who Joey Gallo is supposed to be. You need way more than that.
Joey Gallo can affect this game in multiple ways.
Yeah.
Be an athlete.
Gio Urshela. Make some plays. Just like be Gio Urshela. Be Gio Urshela.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I guess my ask would be the... And boy, if you know baseball at all, you can kind of ensure this is going to happen. He will get tested early, and he needs to make that play. Baseball has a way. But yeah, he just has to be Gio Urshela today.
Yeah.
He just has to be Gio Urshela. Did you see that Gio play?
See that Gio play?
Saw that in the chat before. Thank
Squid.
You.
I have one for him. One. Camouflage.
Ah, okay.
Just blend in, baby. Make the plays. Maybe move a runner over. Maybe fight off some at-bats. If you go hitless today, no one's going to point at you and say it's because Squid went hitless.
Right.
At all. So don't even worry about it. Make the plays that you need to make at short, and if there's a chance where you get called upon to bunt, if you need to move a runner over on a fly ball, just try to do that. Don't try to be a hero with the bat. Minimum, you know, camouflage. I don't want any casual fan to be like, that guy doesn't seem like he's part of this team.
I respect it. My ask is a little different. Because I think Velasquez can have positive impacts in this game where it's a good thing past camouflage. My ask is the first play to him, whether that's turning a double play or whether that's the first ground ball to him, it just has to be clean. It's got to be buttoned up. There can't be any blood. You can't even bobble and make the play. It's got to be clean. Because, man, I do think this kid has defensive talents that could make a nice impact on this game and this team. I just need the first one to be clean for that to happen.
Okay. And there you go.
Because if the first one's not clean, we're scared all night.
There's our lineup asks. It's official. You got to ask to receive in this world. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Graphic is wrong. I'm going to fix that.
It's all good.
Tyler Wade asks his score.
Take the base.
Want him to score? Gary?
Don't go down 1, 2, 3 in your pinch hit appearance.
Okay. My Gary ask, unfortunately, is good defense. And we did miss Higgy.
We missed Higgy? We straight scritch?
We got too excited for Velasquez.
Don't make any mistakes.
Frame that shit.
Yeah, don't let our runner advance.
Hit a home run.
No, just don't let the runner advance.
Maybe at home.
It'd be cool, but that can't be your minimum ask.
That's not my minimum ask. It's just an ask.
Why?
It's like a bonus.
I can ask that out of anyone.
It's a bonus ask.
Higgy was made to ploop homers over the monster. I don't know if we've ever done it, but that's just all I envision when he plays at Fenway. It's just a ploop. Maybe pop one up to Schwarber again, see if he drops it again. I don't think Gary gets a chance to play defense.
Yeah, I'm interested to see. Okay. You ready to homer draft?
Yeah. I think you're up first. We didn't do any for the Rays, so you're technically still first.
Well, there's two guys that have been lumped together all year. I'm going to do it. I am going to take Big Giancarlo Stanton. His career numbers lifetime at Fenway Park are disgusting. 24 games. He has a 1.0 against the Red Sox lifetime, 940 OPS, but specifically in Fenway Park, he has a 1.140 OPS, a 689 slugging.
Good pick.
Come on, G.
I'm going to go with Judge and Rizzo.
Also, good picks.
Those are my picks. And your final pick?
Gallo, Glaber. This is the interesting one.
Gallo, Glaber, Gardy, Gio, the G's, Gashioka.
Seggy available for the homer draft?
Like, that's bad juju.
Yeah, we can't do that now.
There's no way I was taking it. Come on. I'm sick, but not that sick. I'm going to take Joey Gallo.
Ooh.
You got to believe. You got to believe, Joey. Have a moment. This fan base wants to love you, Joey. Have a moment.
Someone asked, Desmond asked when I'm going on ESPN2. It's 7:35 or 7:38 or 7:40. In the 7:30, 7:40...
range.
Window, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to say. And for anyone that's watching this and doesn't know that we'll be live streaming for the whole game, we will be on this very channel.
See you there.
It'll be nerve-wracking. Stanton and Gallo, Judge and Rizzo. What do they have the over-under as? 8.5 still? They had it as 8.5 yesterday. With JD out and the lineups and DJ out, I don't know if it changed at all, but it was 8.5. I'm going to guess it just stayed 8.5.
I just looked at it.
What is it?
I have it as 8.
8 flat? I'm taking the over.
JD Half Run Martinez, huh?
I'm taking the over. I've had the Yankees winning 7-5. I've had neither Eovaldi nor Cole having great games. I've been saying it's like 4-3, something like that, by the time they come out. Mm. And then the bullpens come in. Could be 3-2, and then the game come. Then the bullpens come out. But I have the over in this game. It's Fenway.
Mm.
Both teams might have a tell on the other pitcher.
Mm. I think I'm going under. I think the Yankees, and hell, they needed the Eovaldi win last week to essentially make the playoffs. I think Eovaldi is going to be fixed. I believe in Gerrit Cole. This is why he's out there. Gerrit Cole has pitched in the most win or go home games in MLB history. We got that stat today from BBD, who probably got it from the internet. No shots fired, BBD. Cole has been in this before. I believe in him. And, man, I really believe in the Yankees bullpen. And I think Boston has guys they like back there, too. So I think we're looking at a, you know what, a fortitude final.
Oh, that sounds nerve-wracking. Shit, man. Do you have a premonition?
My premonition for this game.
Hold on. Before you do
it. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. I'll play the sound bite, the background sound for your premonition.
Yeah, just get the background premonition sound.
That we've been doing all year.
Going.
Yeah.
This is a big game. So I've got to make this one count. Oh, boy.
I think it just came to him.
Okay. Two outs. Long. There's runners on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's pitching?
That's getting blurry for me.
Oh, shit.
That part's blurry. The mound is just blurry. That's the weird part. Brett Gardner catches a ball, two outs, runners on, in the triangle. And he does his little Brett Gardner. He catches it, and then he does his little back bump against the wall. It's right before the wall.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
That was scary.
It's a scary moment.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Oh, that's going to be a scary moment, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's fucking do it.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.